It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you joined me as we continue our series this week entitled The Oil Still Flows, Living in the Power of the Holy Spirit. Now, today's message is essential for every believer because we're talking about identity, power, and assurance, about what happens the moment you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Talking today about being sealed and filled, the Spirit within us. There's a lot of confusion about the Holy Spirit. Some see him only in terms of power or gifts. Others view him as an experience, something that comes and goes, depending on your mood or your worship style. But according to the Scripture, the Holy Spirit is not an accessory. He is a person. He is the very presence of God indwelling in each believer. And when he takes up residence, something powerful happens. You're sealed and you're filled. Let's break open this word today. Let's begin with Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 through 14. It says this, "In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory." Now, the Apostle Paul's writing here to the early church in Ephesus, a group of Gentile believers, and he wants them to know that the moment you believed, you were sealed. I like that. God sealed me with his stamp of approval. I belong to him. Now, what does it mean? In the ancient world, a seal, it served three purposes. The first one was authentication. It proved ownership. Secondly, security. It kept something from being tampered with. It was sealed. And third, authority. It carried the backing of the sender. So when Paul says you were sealed with the Holy Spirit, what he's saying is you've been marked by God. You're protected by God, and you carry the authority of God's name. This seal is not a feeling, it's a fact. It's not something you earn, it's something you receive. The moment you are born again, you are sealed by God's Spirit. And the seal is the evidence of salvation and the guarantee of your inheritance in Christ. It means that your relationship with God is not fragile. It's not based on how well you performed this week. It's based on the finished work of Jesus upon the cross. And the Spirit now confirms that work is within you. Let's go deeper. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, the NIV version says this, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst?" Think about that for a minute. Under the old covenant, God's presence dwelled in the temple, behind a veil, in the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest could enter there just one time a year on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. But under the new covenant, because of the blood of Jesus, that veil was torn, and the Spirit of God no longer lives in just a building. He lives in you and me. That means you're not abandoned. You're not walking this life alone. You carry the presence of God into every conversation, every temptation you face, every moment of weakness, and every opportunity for boldness. God dwells in you. Romans 8, verse 9, Paul said this, "Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him." See, that's clear. If you belong to Christ, you have the Holy Spirit. He's not distant. He's not a visitor. He's within you. Can I tell you that for so long, charismatic churches have tried to say that only the Pentecostals have the Holy Spirit. But listen, friend, if you're a believer in Christ Jesus, whether you speak in tongues or you don't, you have the Holy Spirit in you. He's within you. Now let's talk about something related but distinct, being filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18, Paul said this, "Do not get drunk with wine, for this is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit." So Paul contrasts two things, being drunk and being filled. Why? Because both involve being under the influence of something. To be drunk is to lose control. To be filled with the Spirit is to surrender control. See, being sealed with the Spirit happens just one time at salvation. You're sealed with the Spirit. But being filled with the Spirit, that happens again and again. It's an ongoing reality. The Greek word here is present and continuous, the tense. It means be being filled. This isn't a one-time experience at an altar. It's a lifestyle. I said yesterday, we leak. Peter was filled several times throughout Scripture. We leak and life drains us. Ministry drains us. The battles we fight drain us. And that's why we need daily, continual filling with the Holy Spirit. What happens when a believer is truly filled with the Spirit? Well, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 tells us. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Now, this is the evidence of a filled life. Not just spiritual gifts, but spiritual fruit. Not just power, but Christ-like character. We begin to bear the fruit of the Spirit. That's what happens when you are filled. You begin to love people that at one time you might have avoided. You forgive what others hold on to. You carry peace into conflict. And you walk in joy, not just when things are good, but even when they're hard. See, friend, this is not about emotion. It's about yieldedness. The Holy Spirit fills whatever space you give Him. When you surrender your life to God, His Spirit will fill that void in your life. Now you say, "Keith, how do you get filled with the Spirit?" Let me give you four ways to live sealed and filled. First of all, believe and receive. The moment you trust Christ, you're sealed. You stand in that assurance that you belong to God. No one can pry me from His hands. I'm so thankful for that. I don't worry about being born again and losing my salvation. I know I'm in God's hands. But secondly, surrender daily. Invite the Spirit to fill every part of your life, your thoughts, your speech, your motives. Just say out loud, "Holy Spirit, I just yield to You today." See, I really believe God wants a surrendered life with us. He wants us to, on a daily basis, bring to Him all of our struggles, all of our character flaws, and surrender it to Him on a daily basis. For me, it's an hourly basis sometimes. And thirdly, abide in the Word. See, the Spirit and the Word, they agree. So as you meditate on Scripture, guess what? You make room for the Spirit to speak to you and to fill you. So just abide in God's Word. I think it's so important. No matter who you are today, no matter where you live, no matter what you do for your occupation, set aside a time for each and every day where you give God some time and you surrender to Him of reading His Word and praying and have that devotional time each and every day. And then fourthly, walk in obedience. See, it's not enough to just say we're Christians. We need to live out the Christian life. It needs to be something that people can see in us and not just see a religious person or not just hear religious rhetoric, but they should see the fruit of the Spirit being manifest in our lives. The Holy Spirit flows in surrendered vessels. Don't just ask for filling. Walk in alignment with God's will. We've been talking today about being sealed and filled with God's Spirit. I want you to imagine in ancient times a royal scribe finishing a letter from the king. He rolls up the parchment, he ties it with a string, and then he takes hot wax and drips it across the knot. And then, most importantly, the king presses his signet ring into the wax. What did that seal mean? It means the letter belongs to the king. It means no one can tamper with it without facing royal consequences. And it means the message is authentic. It's authoritative and it's protected. See, friend, that's what the Holy Spirit does for you. Paul said in Ephesians 1:13, when you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. So when you came to Christ, God sealed you, not with wax, but with his very presence. This seal says, this one belongs to me. Hands off, my authority protects them. My promises are inside and they will be delivered. You're not just saved, you're sealed. And the seal isn't breakable by the enemy, not by your feelings or not even by your failures. You belong to God. And if you've been sealed, the next question is, are you staying filled? The sealing is once and for all, but the filling, it's daily. Remember, he said, be filled with the Spirit. And in the Greek, it literally means be being filled, ongoing, like breathing, like drinking water. When was the last time you asked the Holy Spirit to fill you fresh? Are you living from yesterday's oil or today's outpouring? Are you walking in power or are you just surviving? You don't have to strive, friend. Just ask. You don't have to earn it. Just surrender. He's a person, the Holy Spirit, and he longs to dwell, fill, lead, empower, and seal you for the day of redemption. Let the oil flow in your life, friend. God wants his Holy Spirit to control your life and bring forth fruit in your life. Let's close in prayer today. Father, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you that we were sealed and marked as yours forever. Thank you that you didn't leave us empty, but God, you filled us up. And right now, I pray for every listener. Fill them again. Let your Spirit overflow in their hearts and in their homes and in their daily decisions, God. Where there's fear, I ask today that you would bring peace. And where there's shame, God, I'm asking you today to bring freedom. Let the fruit of the Spirit grow strong in them, and may they walk in confidence, sealed and filled until the day that they see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, don't live empty when you've been promised fullness in Christ. Don't live unsure when you've been sealed by God's Holy Spirit. Hey, it's been a great day today as we've been on the subject of being sealed and filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for joining me today here on Fresh Oil.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.